Zions Bank retracts sponsorship of Pride event with drag kid performances. By Spencer Lindquist on September 8, 2022. Zions Bank, which was previously sponsoring a Pride event that featured performances from drag children, has retracted its support. The Boise Pride Festival, which Zions Bank was previously a sponsor of, includes an event called Drag Kids on Stage. The description of which reads, "You have watched the queens and kings. Now it's time to see the kids," also calling it a drag show like no other. "Come and cheer them on as they bring drag to the younger generation," the event description says. Upon hearing about the event featuring performances from children, Zions Bank retracted their support, saying in a statement that they were unaware that minors would be performing. Zions Bank stated, "When we committed to our sponsorship of this year's Boise Pride event, we were unaware of the event's activities involving children/minors. Since learning of these specific activities, we have made the decision to withdraw our participation in this year's Boise Pride event and have communicated this to the organizers." The event is still being sponsored by several other prominent corporations, however. Citibank, Wells Fargo, Target, and Hewlett-Packard, for example, are all sponsoring the event. Other notable companies that are supporting the event include Jack Daniels, Albertsons, Gilead, the Blue Cross of Idaho, and T-Mobile. Similar events centered around child involvement in drag have been sponsored by other corporations in the past. Breitbart News previously revealed that Toyota sponsored an event concerning the first steps of becoming a fabulous drag performer. The Lessons for Children featured a performer from RuPaul's Drag Race and was hosted by the Los Angeles LGBT Center, which Toyota gives at least $100,000 to on an annual basis. Both Wells Fargo and Citibank, as well as Bank of America, financially support the organization. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.